Chapter 24 The Roman Empire. How the Republic of Rome, after centuries of unrest and revolution, became an empire. When the Roman armies returned from these many victorious campaigns, they were received with great jubilation. Alas and alack, this sudden glory did not make the country any happier. On the contrary, the endless campaigns had ruined the farmers, who had been obliged to do the hard work of empire-making. It had placed too much power in the hands of the successful generals, and their private friends, who had used the war as an excuse for wholesale robbery. The old Roman Republic had been proud of the simplicity which had characterized the lives of her famous men. The new Republic felt ashamed of the shabby coats and the high principles which had been fashionable in the days of its grandfathers. It became a land of rich people, ruled by rich people, for the benefit of rich people. As such, it was doomed to disastrous failure, as I shall now tell you. Within less than a century and a half, Rome had become the mistress of practically all the land around the Mediterranean. In those early days of history, a prisoner of war lost his freedom and became a slave. The Roman regarded war as a very serious business, and he showed no mercy to a conquered foe. After the fall of Carthage, the Carthaginian women and children were sold into bondage together with their own slaves, and a like fate awaited the obstinate inhabitants of Greece and Macedonia, and Spain and Syria, when they dared to revolt against the Roman power.